理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. The professor is discussing the effects of global warming.
There has been much discussion in the media and the scientific community recently about the effects of global warming. It has been said that a warming of 2 to 3 degrees over the next century could cause the level of the seas to rise as the ice sheets that now cover Greenland and Antarctica begin to melt. As students of geology, I think it is important that we try to put this problem in perspective. Of the two ice sheets, the one in Greenland is both the smallest and the most easily affected. If it were to melt completely, sea level would increase by 6 meters. A 2 or 3 degree increase in temperature actually could melt most of this ice, and the results would be very serious indeed. But the Greenland ice sheet is over 1 mile thick, almost 2 miles thick in some places, so the process would likely take 1 or 2,000 years. We are not likely to see any visible effects over the next few decades. The ice sheet covering the Antarctic landmass, on the other hand, is both much larger and much more resistant to melting. A warming of 2 to 3 degrees would have little effect here, as temperatures over most of the continent are much farther than that below the freezing point. However, the same cannot be said of the ice sheets that float on the ocean surrounding the continent. They could disappear relatively easily and quickly. Of course, this by itself would not have any effect on sea level, because by floating on the ocean, these masses of ice already displace a volume of water equal to that which is frozen in them. But such a melting would allow the glaciers, the giant rivers of ice behind the floating ice sheets, to flow more rapidly into the sea, displacing even more water. This could add 1 to 2 meters to the sea level during the next 10 or 20 centuries. Over the shorter term, the next 100 years or so, minor melting of the ice sheets is predicted. However, this may not lead to any rise in sea level because warmer oceans mean higher rates of evaporation and more snowfall over Antarctica. This will likely offset any effect of the melting ice. Ironically, it is even possible that sea levels could actually drop.
Question number 33.
What does the lecture mainly discuss?
Question number 34.
According to the lecture, what is the main difference between the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets?
Question number 35.
With which of these statements would the speaker probably agree?
Question number 36.
Why does the speaker say that even with some melting of the ice sheets, there may be no increase in sea level?